Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday and where the hell we are today?
Well, we just got done reading Jeremiah chapter 18.
We sure as fuck did.
And God was a potter?
And we are fucked up clay?
And apparently everything is our fault, even though he's the one making us do the things the way that we're doing them because he made us. But, you know, it's still our fault because we were bad clay.
Bad clay. Stop being such bad clay, you clay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was Jeremiah chapter 18.
Sure was, yep.
Which means that today we're getting into
Jeremiah chapter 19.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, so we are about to jump into Jeremiah chapter 19.
We sure the fuck are.
But I did not expect that from you.
I know you didn't.
But I have to tell you something first.
Okay.
Okay, so this is going to be about a broken vessel, but anytime I hear the word vessel in this sense, I can only ever think of Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, because the Russian guy is always asking, you know, where is the nuclear vessel? And where... You know, Pasadena, like he's trying to get to Pasadena, but he doesn't know how to say it.
Right.
And he's always asking about their nuclear vessel.
Got it. Got it. Yeah.
So this is about a broken vessel.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Thus says the Lord.
Thus.
So it's not my fault.
Right. Yeah. I don't think he was talking about Star Trek.
Sure he was.
No.
No?
No.
Well, he should have been.
He should have been.
Fuck him for not.
But he wasn't. Yeah.
Okay, so the Lord's talking now. Ready?
Uh-huh, I'm ready.
Go and get a potter's earthen flask.
Potter's earthen flask, okay.
So I have a flask, but it's not an earthen one.
Right, right.
And take some of the elders of the people and some of the elders of the priests. Okay. Oh, are you going to put them inside your flask? That's a big old flask. And go out to the valley of the son of Hinnom, which that's Gehenna.
Right.
So go to Gehenna, go to hell, go to the burning fires where we toss children.
Right, okay? Right.
Which is by the entry of the Potsherd Gate, or Potsherd. Remember we had word before?
Potsherd.
Potsherd Gate.
Right.
Okay.
And the ceramic broken pieces.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and the burning children. Right. Yes. And proclaim there the words that I will tell you and say.
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah.
So it's still the Lord talking, but now it's the Lord saying, tell them this.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Okay, so now the God is saying what he wants Jeremiah to say, the God is saying, and he's telling him to say what he's going to say, and he's about to tell the people
that he's going to say something.
That he's going to say something via Jeremiah, who is reporting all of this to us, the reader. Hate. And yes, who they hate.
Right.
It's just
and that it might have something to do with pottery.
It's a speech within a speech within a speech within a flask.
Right. Yeah. Okay?
Behold.
I'm beholden.
I will bring such a catastrophe on this fucking place that whoever hears of it, his ears will tingle.
Well, apparently they're all hearing about it because they're there.
Do you think?
If you're listening to this, you're hearing about it. Right. So their ears are all tingling.
My ears
are not tingling. No.
No. I can't think of the word tingle without thinking of, you know, tingle.
Tingle. Oh,
like if you get turned on, you know, there's something tingling.
Yeah.
You know? Ooh, tingle.
Yeah.
Because they have forsaken me, capital M, and this.
They, the people that he's talking to?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
And this, and made this an alien place. So that's where the aliens land and kidnap earthlings.
Got it.
Because they have burned incense in it to other gods whom neither they, their fathers, nor the kings of Judah have known, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocents, which would be the children that they sacrifice,
right.
Because they're gross and bad.
Yes, yes.
And then in parentheses voice, they have also built the high places to Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I did not command or speak, nor did it come into my mind. End parentheses voice.
Okay.
Therefore, behold.
I'm going to behold.
The days are coming, says the Lord.
Yeah.
That this place, this Gehenna.
Yeah.
This fire pit this with broken shards.
Right.
Shall no more be called Tophet or the Valley of the Son of Hinnom.
No.
But the Valley of Slaughter. But we today call it Gehenna. So.
Sure. Sure. You know. So it didn't change names.
It didn't
really.
Change at all.
Got it.
It didn't change at all.
Okay.
Slaughter.
But he's really trying to put some fear in them, you know, like he's, which if he's going to kill them anyway.
Right.
It seems kind of just boastful. Like, I'm going to kill you fuckers.
He's like, come here. I want to tell you about how I'm going to kill you.
Guess what? You're all going to die.
Behold, in a few days, I'm going to murder your ass. I could do it right here and now.
Right.
But I'm not going to.
Because I'm a weakling.
Because I'm not real.
Because I'm not, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I, continues God who does not exist,
yes.
will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies and by the hands of those who seek their lives.
We've talked about this before, but don't you think it would be just that much more impressive if he just, like, you know, snapped his fingers and, you know, killed
the evil
three
people.
Quarters of them or something. Yeah. Like himself. If it is dropped dead, right?
Kind
of
like in the Avengers.
Right.
The snappening.
Right.
Like he didn't be like, I'm about to kill all your asses. Watch out.
Right.
He snapped his fingers and they all disappeared. Yeah. Boom, done.
Some dude up there yelling at me that I don't like, Jeremiah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some dude yelling at me saying, God's going to send people from other places to kill you with the sword. Sounds more like maybe you told them how to get into our city.
Right.
And, you know, you're sending people to kill us with a sword. And maybe I still don't like you and you're kind of an asshole.
Oh, maybe you, Jeremiah, told them how to get in.
Right.
Oh, damn.
I'm just saying, like, this doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound magical, you know? And it doesn't sound powerful.
Right. If
it
you want to
cuckoo
be,
beans.
If you want to be this powerful God that kills Israelites or people in general,
do it your damn self.
Fucking snap your goddamn fingers, like you have in the past for their enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Do it for them too.
Yeah.
Because if you want to really show your power,
mm-hmm.
you should really show your power.
And don't keep talking about how I'm gonna. Right. Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so their corpses I will give as meat for the birds of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth. Yeah, you keep telling us that.
Yeah, that's right. And old news.
Still gross, but yeah, boring.
Right.
I will make this city desolate and a hissing.
And a hissing?
It's going to be a hissing.
Because there's going to be snakes?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's like so dry that it's like sizzling on the ground. It's like hissing. I don't know.
Like sometimes I think it's in Arizona, the sidewalks get so hot that you can fry an egg.
Yeah. I've always wanted to try that.
Me too.
Yeah.
I do know that in places where it snows, it can get so cold that you can throw boiling water out and it'll freeze midair.
I've done that here.
I know. Yeah. It's so cool.
That's really cool.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes the extreme weather things, they are true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the hot one, but I do know about the ice one.
Right.
Everyone who passes by it will be astonished and hiss because of all its plagues.
Mm.
That's what I did during COVID. Anytime somebody didn't have their mask on, I would hiss. Yeah. And when I found out that they were anti-vaxxers, because of health reasons, but because of anti-science stupidity reasons.
Let's just be honest. Trump reasons.
Trump reasons.
Right.
Yeah. I would hiss at them too.
Right. Louder though.
Yeah. Much louder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and if I was in a medical place and it was medical staff that was doing some anti-science bullshittery at me.
Right.
Oh, I hissed the loudest then and they threw me out.
Wife did a lot of hissing back in those days.
I wish I had. If I had read this, I would have. And I would have been like, it's in the fucking Bible.
Yeah.
Fuck off. This is a Christian hospital. So fuck off. Sure. I'm following the Bible. Yeah. Fuck off.
Right.
That's what I would have said.
Okay.
There was actually a medical staff person who
was... I remember you telling me about this.
Telling me that he wasn't sure if I should get the vaccine because he wasn't sure about it. And I was like, sir,
right?
You are in the medical field. Do not discourage people from getting the fucking vaccine.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because he thought I had comorbidities that made it to where it wouldn't be in my best interest health-wise.
Right.
He was telling me because he was anti-vax.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. I do not want to hear about fucking people that work at a goddamn hospital that are anti-vax. That makes no goddamn sense.
I agree.
It sounds to me like they're probably one of those that had their spouse cheat on their tests so that they could pass them when they were getting their degree online. And they never had to actually go on fucking campus to get their fucking degree. And so they're kind of trash and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And maybe they need to learn some more science.
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
I think wife might be a little... upset about this.
I might be a little uppity. Yeah. Look, and I'm not saying everybody gotta go get the vaccine because there are health reasons why maybe it's not in your best interest to do that. I understand that. But generally speaking, fuck off and get the vaccines.
Right, right.
And wear your fucking mask if you're sick or stay home if you have that option.
Yeah.
My God, people.
That should have applied though prior to COVID.
Yes.
Even.
Yes, and wash your goddamn hands, you filthy animals. Okay. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters. And everyone shall eat the flesh of his friend in the siege and in the desperation, which with their enemies and those who seek their lives shall drive them to despair. Mm. So we're going to see some cannibalism up in here.
Got it. Yeah.
Nice.
Not the first time in the Bible, though.
No, it's not. So there's animals that are going to eat each other's peoples.
Right.
And then the people are going to eat each other's peoples.
Yeah.
That's gross. I think we've had this discussion. I would be hard-pressed to be hungry enough to eat a person.
You know, early on in the Bible, we got upset about a lot of things.
Yeah,
you know?
I was just thinking that.
But like the more we go on and hear the same shit over
I'm hardened
over
to
and
it.
Over. Right.
It makes me angry. Instead of being like painful and making me cry, now it just makes me angry and pissy.
Right. Yeah. It's not that the emotion's not still there, but like at some point, you know, as we've been reading this, you realize we're reading a fictional book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're reading about how people perceived things should be done in a time that was thousands of years ago. And these people obviously had some shitty ideas,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when you hear it said over and over and over again, it's just like,
okay, it loses a bit of shock value.
Right. Right. Yeah.
It's kind of like when you hear about how many Palestinians have died, your heart still aches, but it doesn't ache as much as when the war first started and you wish it did.
And it should. Yeah.
It should.
Right.
You wish it did, but you have, what is it called? Compassion fatigue.
Right.
Or emotional fatigue from.
Right. And I think emotional fatigue covers pretty much all that. But yeah.
Yeah. It's just.
And so, when we do this every day, you know, like we read this book every day and there's the same fucking God's going to kill this many people.
He's going to allow children to die and he's going to let the women get raped and he's going to let them eat each other. And it's like
every goddamn day.
Yeah. It's just gross. The book is fucking gross.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, we got some cannibalism happening.
Right.
Then, now the flask comes into play, okay?
Oh, we're back to the flask, okay.
You shall break the flask in the sight of the men who go with you and say to them, so this is still God talking.
Yeah.
So break that fucking flask.
Okay.
And say to them, thus says the Lord of the hosts. So tell them I said this.
Okay? Sure, yeah.
Even so, I will break this people and this city as one breaks a potter's vessel which cannot be made whole again. I mean.
Also, now he's doing show and tell.
It could be glued back together.
It could.
And also, there's a Chinese saying that the cracks are where the light gets in. And also,
right.
I want to say it's wabi-sabi is the phrase where like you use gold to glue the pieces back together. And therefore, you find beauty in the broken. You right. find beauty and value in the broken thing.
Sure, sure.
And that's a really cool thing. So the whole you can't glue it back together again
isn't true.
This God is not, he's not very philosophical. he ain't so deep.
Right.
Okay. So as one breaks a potter's vessel, which cannot be made whole again, and they shall bury them in Tophet till there is no place to bury. Thus I will do to this place, says the Lord, and to its inhabitants, and make this city like Tophet. Let us not forget that Tophet is the name of all the places where they buried the bones of children that were
right.
sacrificed.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I'm not letting the people off scot-free here. They were pretty fucking nasty, too.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, we've discussed that. Like, the, mm-hmm. the practices that they were accused of doing anyway mm-hmm. Were
well,
pretty,
we have found
pretty, right.
graves of
yes.
children
so
bones.
The practices that they were doing.
Right.
And were pretty fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But the practices that they're replacing them with aren't a whole lot better.
Right.
They are. We're not killing kids anymore, right?
Yay.
But it's only just, you know,
did
better.
You hear that, I think it's in Arkansas maybe, that IVF, like
yeah.
frozen eggs are now children.
Right.
So there goes IVF for couples trying to, you know, have children.
Yeah.
Like if you go get your eggs harvested, you get a lot harvested in hopes that maybe one will be viable. And, you know, they're saying, no, they're all viable. And it's like, that's not how science works, bro.
Right. No, we're going down some dangerous roads with regard to medical law and
we're
religious doctrine. And
yeah.
I mean, it's really unbelievable.
Well, IVF companies have said we cannot operate under this. So
yeah. And I'm sure that there'll be a fix for somebody will fix this, right? Because there's too much money at stake. There's too many things that are just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
With a, like, no one's going to support this going away because it's something that most people that have that problem want to have done.
Well, and the people that can afford IVF are the people with money
right.
who are going to find a way to get it done, whether it's in Arkansas or elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it doesn't – ultimately, it's not really that horrible – it is.
It is
because we're legislating this stuff.
Yeah.
It is because we have these thoughts entering into the mainstream of our political realm, but that specific item isn't the end of the world here.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean? Like it's the overarching theme
just,
that is transpiring
it's
right now.
The feeling of it that it's like, God damn it.
Right.
Like more. Just more. Lay it on me. More. More. More.
Right.
I can take all this weight, you know, just keep putting more rocks on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, nope, I'm squished. I just can't with what is wrong with the United States? It is so fucked up right now.
I think
Christianity.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
We say this a lot, but that's the impetus for a lot of what we're doing here.
When you are calling harvested frozen egg cells when you are calling those children.
Right.
Like, okay, so why aren't fathers paying child support for that then?
Well, let me ask you. Like, we've been reading this Bible for nearly 4 years now, mm-hmm. right? And is there a single full chapter that you could say didn't have a ridiculous aspect to it?
Not a full chapter. Certainly not a full book.
Right, yeah. Certainly not a full book. But, like, I would almost say if there is a full chapter that's not ridiculous, it was probably in Proverbs and it was probably...
Short.
You know?
It probably was like, God is great, God is good, let us thank him for the food, right, amen.
Right, yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, yeah. And I just, there's really, like, we hardly go a single episode without coming across something
ludicrous.
Absurd. Yeah.
To, you know, quote a commercial where Ludacris pops up
right, yeah.
and tells me that it should be the State Farm guy.
Yeah, we need the State Farm guy.
Well, I need Ludacris to pop up in my living room so yeah, I can be like, it is, right?
It's fucking ludicrous.
And then
man.
He could nod and be like, yeah for sure. That's definitely Ludacris. I lend my name to that because, yes, it is.
Right.
All right. And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled like the place of Tophet because of all the houses on whose roofs they have burned incense to all the host of heaven and poured out drink offerings to other gods.
Yeah, that's, I mean, look, I can get behind stopping the child sacrifice, right? Mm-hmm. But pouring drinks out to gods, you know, that's just you
Who
being
cares?
Petty, you know? Like,
do
you really fucking care?
They burned incense to
right,
another god.
Yeah.
Why do you care so much, honestly?
Yeah, like, get
it
over,
hurts
man.
You none.
Right.
It literally, except for your little and baby pride, your wiener pride.
All you would have to do is do an act of fucking God.
Right. Snuff
all
it out.
Have to, you would just have to show yourself, reveal yourself, make yourself known.
And they would be like, oh shit, my bad.
The Bible thus far, you have yet to do that to satisfy the majority of the Israelites.
Right.
Because the majority of the Israelites never accept you fully.
Right.
Never.
And they're certainly not afraid of you.
Right.
Obviously.
And we can even take to this day. There's, it's kind of a, you know, like a lot of the Jewish folks are not like hardcore Jewish, right? They're in spirit only type.
Right.
Jewish
non-practicing
people.
Jews.
Right. It, yes. That's a big thing, right?
A non-practicing Catholic, a non-practicing Christian. Like we have a lot of people that
sure.
they claim the religion just because that's what they grew up with, but they don't really.
Sure. But we've been, I mean, religion's been a thing for, you know, 4,000 to 6,000 years, you know, mm-hmm. Judaism and Christianity specifically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there has never been a time in history at all where people fully accepted God because there was never a time when he fully showed himself and displayed his might and power to the people of the world.
Okay, now I'm going to push back on that because just before we started this episode, you did have a video playing where a woman had a dream when Jesus and her were riding on a fucking elephant. So,
giraffe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it a giraffe?
It was a giraffe.
Okay.
Yeah. The giraffe licked her also. Yeah.
I wasn't really listening that much because it was so ridiculous.
Right.
Because no, that did not happen.
Yeah. Oh, and she was on a swing where a gorilla was pushing her too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is definitely somebody much like Jeremiah who I'm going to take the word of.
No.
I definitely
no
trust
whatsoever.
That kind of person.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No. All right. So thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Wait, I might have skipped a sentence. Yeah, I did. I skipped a sentence. I'm sorry. Let's start over. Mm-hmm, ready? Mm-hmm. Go. Then Jeremiah came from the Tophet, where the Lord had sent him to prophecy, and he stood in the court. I don't know who's talking now. This is a narrator voice. Okay? Where the Lord had sent him to prophecy, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to the people, this is Jeremiah talking now.
Jeremiah, yep.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Okay, now God, Jeremiah is about to quote God.
Yeah, right.
So God is talking. Behold.
There's a lot of points of view. We got to keep straight here.
I don't know who the narrator is.
Right, yeah.
Behold, I will bring on this city and all her towns.
Destruction.
All the doom. Destruction.
Doom.
That I have pronounced against it because they have stiffened their necks. Their giraffe necks. That they might not hear my words. Mm. The end.
So, I mean, we've already kind of touched on all this, but, like, it's because he's literally having somebody they don't like
mm-hmm.
pitch doom and gloom to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been that way for a while. Like, I mean, even Isaiah was walking around naked in the goddamn desert. Like, these people are not your normal people who they are quote unquote picking for their prophets. You know,
we're on chapter 19. For 19 chapters, Jeremiah has been walking around shouting in people's faces, "He gonna get you,
right?
He gonna get you."
Not only that, but he's telling people, "I'm gonna use God as a hitman. I'm gonna kill you fuckers specifically because you don't like me."
And you laughed at me,
right?
Kind of like, remember when the guy had the bear eat the children because the children laughed at him for being bald?
Yeah, it was either Elijah or Elijah. I can't remember which one it was. One of them. It was one of those two.
Fuck faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what this strikes me of. You right. know?
Yeah. It's like, petty. It's petty.
You laughed at me, so fuck you, die.
Right. And using God for your pettiness.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Look, and I'm not saying I've never been on the receiving end of being laughed at or bullied.
Right.
I have. Sure. But I don't then say, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to have God come kill you. You're going to die. That's because, you know why? Because I'm not fucking like crazy. I'm a little bit crazy, but I'm not murderous crazy.
Maybe they were legitimately threatening his life. I don't know. But it seems to me that if that was the case, and there was a lot of people that were threatening your life, and there was a lot of people that didn't believe what you were saying, because obviously you're telling everybody that God's going to kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I imagine there's not a lot of people that like you.
Right.
You know? But if that's the case, I wouldn't probably continue to just spout off at the mouth
right.
in front of a large groups of people, because
mm-mm.
I'd feel like any minute one of those fuckers is going to kill me.
Let me ask you this.
Why would they fucking care? They're going to die anyway.
How many people do you think that God, quote unquote God,
yeah.
Tapped for this job that were like, nope. And then they died of the plague or whatever, and we don't ever hear about them because they were like, I'm not doing that. That sounds crazy.
I mean,
crazy.
Realistically, I think none.
Right, obviously. But, like, in canon.
In canon? I honestly don't know. I mean, even in canon, I feel like it's only the nutballs that are taking the fucking jobs.
Well, here's my thing. So, you're walking down the street, and suddenly you have this wild impression that God is speaking to you, and nobody else can hear.
Right.
Do you consider yourself a prophet, or do you run to the doctor and be like, I think there might be something wrong with me because I'm having visions and I don't believe in that shit?
In a modern sense, I would say I run to the doctor, right? I mean, bear with me here a second.
Okay.
So in a modern sense, yes, I would definitely run to the doctor and say, I think I'm going crazy. I'm hearing voices. I'm doing this, that, and the other. You know, what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a historical sense, in the time of Jeremiah and Isaiah, I don't know that there was a lot of support for mental issues. In fact, you probably would have been a pariah or
even worse, if you were a woman. Because sure. You notice all of the fucking prophets are men, right?
Oh, yeah.
And when women do it, they're just witches.
Right.
And burn them at the stake and kind of shit like that.
So I would imagine that people that were crazy had one of two options. And that is to either be an outcast and just labeled crazy for being crazy. Or
lean into the religious aspect.
Yeah, lean into it, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. But that would be Jeremiah chapter 19.
Sure as fuck would.
Which means we'll be back tomorrow with
Jeremiah chapter 20.
All right, we'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.